the butterfly from the ice. That morning, the sun was shining and the singing of the streams was beginning to be heard. The birds, with their chirping, were celebrating the arrival of spring, and the flowers were already waking up on the green mantle that covered the meadow. At the same time, the butterflies were also awakening as they left their cocoons and reappeared, dressed for a party, with huge wings of iridescent colors, all except one. From one of the cocoons, the farthest from the tree, a very strange butterfly emerged. Nothing like it had ever been seen before. She didn't have beautiful colors like her sisters. She seemed rather to be made entirely of glass. She wasn't ugly, on the contrary, she was dazzlingly beautiful. Her wings, covered with small ice crystals, glittered in the sunlight and flashed in all directions. She was a beautiful butterfly, but she was different. "How strange is your dress," her sisters teased. "Where are your colors?" asked the dragonflies. "Your wings are not velvet," the spiders warned her. "Were you different before, too?" the caterpillars wondered. "You're a freak," said the stick insects. The butterfly was really beautiful, but she was different, and for that reason, no one took her seriously. Her sisters didn't want to play with her, and the other insects stared at her with pity. She had no use for her crystalline transparent wings, her shiny sparkles, her crystal fragility, the whistling of her fluttering wings. No one loved her because she was not a colorful butterfly with velvet wings and a jet black body. The butterfly had been left alone because she was different, so she decided to get away from everyone. She flew and flew and flew to the ends of the earth. Her wings reflected the sun with each beat, shimmering against the intense blue of the sky. After a while, she landed near a stream to refresh herself. She was deep in thought, absorbed by her own thoughts, when she noticed that someone was watching her. The butterfly looked up and saw a very old termite in front of her.
"I don't believe it. You're a butterfly from the ice," exclaimed the termite.
The butterfly didn't understand what he was referring to.
"Me? No, no. I'm not a butterfly from the ice. I'm just a rare butterfly that was born without colors."
The termite insisted. He told her that his grandfather told him a story about how every spring, a single butterfly is born different from all the others. It has no colors and no velvet wings. On the contrary, it's transparent and shiny like a snowflake, and its wings are stiff and fragile like ice. It's different, yes, but it is unique. And she has a mission. The butterfly of the ice is in charge of guarding the winter, so that she knows how to find the way back and does not get lost, and can thus return every year.
"You are not rare. You are special. You are the guardian of winter. Without you, nothing would start again."
"Start? But it's in the spring that everything starts."
"No, the truth is that it all starts in winter. Snow is needed so that with the thaw, water is distributed throughout the world and plants can sprout. Winter is not the end of life, but the beginning of it."
When word spread among the insects, they began to look at the butterfly with admiration. Now they all felt lucky to have a butterfly of the ice among them. They learned that being different doesn't mean being rare, but special, and that special beings are in this world to fulfill an important mission. You just have to find out what it is. Thanks to the butterfly from the ice, winter knew how to find its way back, coloring everything white. With the arrival of a new spring, another very special butterfly started to break its ice cocoon.